we're, you know, 2-0 the last 2 weeks, heading to the bye. Tough road trip in London. Definitely a business trip out there. And, you know, we handled business against a really tough NFC West team. And, you know, now we're going into the bye with a winning record.
Jonathan, in your opinion, is the bye coming too early, too late, just right?
I think it's perfect. You know, I feel like just, you know, looking at the team where we're at right now with our injuries and, you know, who we have, you know, available to come back, I think it's perfect, you know. And got to add training camp in there and those preseason games as well. It's almost in the middle when you add those in there, you know. And we're looking to go past 16, 17 weeks, you know. And this is a good time to go ahead and recharge everything, get away from ball, and then come back and ready to go against a, you know, divisional game.
How do you approach the self-scouting process? Do you look at yourself only? Do you look at the defense? Do you look at everything?
Well, you got to look at everything, you know. And me being a captain, I like to give feedback to the guys upstairs, you know, the coaches and stuff. And, you know, number one, a self-scout personal, you know, seeing what I can do to improve myself and getting my body right, getting my body healthy. Everybody has something right now going on with them. And, you know, it's up to you to, you know, take it upon yourself to get some rest, you know, get some workouts in and get corrected, whatever you need to get taken care of, you know, that's with your body, mentally, whatever it is, and come back ready to go.
The way you guys played, though, on Sunday, would you guys just want to be right back out there? Like, not discounting, like, the fact that you guys were in London, but just coming up.
No, the bye week is cool. I want to take this bye week and enjoy it. But I understand what you're saying. You got that momentum going, a couple games in a row to where our defense is playing. We're playing lights out. But, you know, I think this come at a good time. You know, I think we can have time to regroup and gather up and even be better when we come back.
What's changed in defense? What's made it better the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think we're more precise. You know, we're being more detailed in all the coverages, all the blitzes, and you know, we blew some coverages early in the season that allowed teams to get big plays on us and get into the red zone and missed a couple of tackles. And I think we've been doing a lot better job in tackling. And, you know, we're creating turnovers, you know, and that's putting people at the ball, having right people at the right place at the right times, and being detailed. And I think that's all coming to fruition right now. And, you know, this bye week came at a great time. Like I said, everybody's going to go ahead and, you know, get back and study up, too. You know, when you get away from football for a while, all of a sudden that base call is not so base anymore if you've not been looking at it for the last few weeks. And I think we got good guys in here to be able to stay mentally sharp when they come back.
As a defender, do you tell some of the younger guys maybe how to spend their time on a bye week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I know B.J. Goodson, he told me he's going back to school and he's going back home. You know, just like, you know, letting them know, like, you're not in college anymore, bro. You know, you have a target on you now, you know. Whether for good or bad, you know, it's just a fact. It's just what it is. And, you know, just being smart about what you're doing, hanging around, you know, some of the wrong people when you go back home, try to avoid that. You know, that's a good thing to avoid some of those people. And, you know, all of us, we're not from, you know, the Pompton Lakes and, you know, the Bergen Counties of the world, you know. Some people from, you know, tough places, you know. And I tell them, like, you know, stay with family and stay with people that you trust. You know, avoid drinking and driving, you know. And those things that you tell them, because at the end of the day, you kind of kick back and relax and you kind of could chill a little bit, but, you know, you still got to come back and play some games, and you're still professional. You know, you just got a little time off, and you got to handle it as a professional.
Jonathan, do you get any kind of advantage looking at the Eagles this week, or do you kind of wait and see what they do this week and then start really turning your attention to them?
Me personally, I'm probably going to look at the Eagles at all until, you know, next week, you know, to tell you the truth. But I'll be here, so, you know, I might look at them, may not, but, you know, it won't hinder any progress or anything, you know, towards my studying. But, you know, the bye week's here for a reason. It's a way to get away from ball during the season. And like you guys know, you don't really have a chance to do that. Once football season starts, no matter what life you had before that, you're here. You're football 24/7 all the time. And if you're not, then you're going to be slipping. And you guys do the same thing. If you're not on top of your joint during the season, then you're going to fall back, or you're not going to, you know, put together that work. And, you know, good to get away, you know. And if you guys ever had a break during the season, you understand what I'm saying. It's always good to get away from ball.